Yo, you know what it is? It's the motherfucking janitor. I'm at work right now, and where am I? Yeah, I'm in the beautiful city of San Francisco, you know, and I'm fat high. I don't really feel like being hella, like, awesome and, like, hella energetic. So, yeah, anyways, I am at work as security in fucking Frisco. I am on my break. Been on my break for a couple minutes. Is that my motherfucking hat way over there? Oh no, it's over here. I seen a hat in the middle of the street and I forgot I was wearing it. I'm fucking retarded. Anyways, working security is cool with this company, Admiral Security, that I'm with. They got me floating around from Berkeley to the town. Piece of shit Vespa. Oh, wild ass Vespa. Anyways, from Berkeley to like the town to like Richmond to Frisco. And it pays pretty cool, you know, $20, $23, $24, $26, you know. So it just varies on the site and shit like that, you know. So it's cool, but I don't know, bro. Today they got me at this fucking spot where it's like a grocery warehouse store, and I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, you know. But I don't know. I'm finna. That was awkward. But the boss of the store just walked by. And at the same time that she was walking by, this homeless man seen the hat that I seen in the middle of the street. And he went for it and he grabbed it. And he looked at it and he put it on, took off his hat, and he put it on. And he took it off. And he walked right behind me. I wish I had a fucking camera right now. I could show you for proof that he placed his hat right behind me on the fence after he wore it for like 10 feet. San Francisco. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the shit. There's always something popping out here. You know what I'm saying? I did miss it. That is crazy that I would miss this crazy, shit-smelling, pee-stained fucking city. No offense to anybody from San Francisco. But, you know, like, it's facts. You know what I'm saying? Yes, there's nice, beautiful parts of Frisco and the rich areas. But y'all motherfuckers don't really be there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a percent of y'all. Yeah. But rather than that, no. Y'all be walking around in the shit stained, pee-smelling city of San Francisco. Yeah, it's matter that we're like homeless. They're a gang out here. They're more dangerous than the police. If you try to fuck with one, they all try to beat you up. You know what I mean? Like, we're plastic. Plastic should be the city of San Francisco's name because it's just everywhere. You know what I mean? Fucking ridiculous. I'm not just trying to bag on Frisco because I fuck with Frisco. Yeah, I mean, I be out here fucking around in this city. You feel me? I got my goons out here. You feel me? But I'm just speaking facts. They do got some beautiful ass murals out here, though. That's a fact. Nice hella parks. I'm loving it. Hella parks. Yeah, I mean, places to go smoke, cat off. One of the funnest things out here in Frisco is the lime scooters. You feel me? We go gassing around, catting off, geesing off on the fucking scooters, doing who knows what, who knows where. I remember one time, shout out my boy Ryan and Sarah. Well, obviously the girl Sarah, but like, you know, my boy Ryan and my partner Sarah, you feel me? Anyways, we was fucking, where were we? We were damn near in the, I don't even know where we were. On some scoots. You know what I mean? And we didn't mobbed around on some scoots so hard. Went everywhere in San Francisco. If you don't know what a scoot is, it's like a fucking like a Vespa, but not really though, but like low key. But they be mommy though, you know, they hit like 30, you know, it's like you. Anyways, before I got that stupid ass scam likely call, fucking stupid bitches, before I was so rudely interrupted, fucking, them bitches be mobby, you know, so we didn't took them around everywhere. If I remember correctly, we got stuck in a parking lot because my dumb ass was like, yeah, let's go here and scoot. It's hella dope. It's a big ass parking lot, which it was. It's right next to the bridge, damn it. And then anyways, the Bay Bridge. And then anyways, we were in there so long drinking, cutting off. We got locked in there. And we was fucking stuck for hella long, bruh. And then we were thinking, we were like, all right, so we're just going to have to like cancel the rides, fucking hop the fence. Or one of us is just going to have to hop the fence. We didn't really know what we were going to do, honestly, because we were going to hop the fence and hella shit and, like, go get another scooter. But you couldn't get another scooter until you canceled your original scooter order. And we didn't want to cancel the orders where we were stuck at because it wasn't in the zone of where we can park it. And they would charge us up to ask for it. So we weren't trying to lose money. You know what I'm saying? And we were just trying to get out this fucking place. And so me, Sarah, and Ryan, we start mobbing around everywhere in the parking lot trying to find a way out. We couldn't find a way out, bro. It was a wrap, bro. I'm telling you, this is a true fucking story. You could ask these motherfuckers. I'll have them on a podcast sometime soon. Anyhow, fucking, what happened? So then, this one dude roll up in like an Escalade or something, and he was like, oh, y'all stuck in here? And we was like, yeah, we stuck in here. And hella shit, you can help us? And he was like, nah, man, I can't. But like, I think I know somebody who can type shit. And if I remember correctly, he dipped off. And then like some homeless man came up and he was like, hey, on a bike. He was like, hey, bro, y'all stuck in here? And we was like, yeah, obviously. And he was like, all right, well, I can help y'all out. I'm gonna just go get my tools and cut the fence. Y'all just gonna have to meet me around the way over there so we don't get caught. And we was like, oh shit, all right, for sure, we on it. So we met him around and he was like, y'all just gonna have to make a little donation or shit, you know? We was like, it's good, we got you on something. I was like, honestly, because we had hella money on us, but we wasn't finna go out like that. Like, I wasn't finna let us go out like that to no knock nigga over some desperate shit. So I was like, I was like, hold on, y'all, I got $3. He was like, I'll do it. So we got out of there for $3. And I'm telling you, it was a wet ass time. And you know what? I think I would do it again, honestly. It wasn't something too bad, you know what I mean? Like, It was a fun experience. I'm not even gonna lie, you know. Yeah, you know. I'm on my break right now. I've been on my break for like 22 minutes or whatever. I'm fucking either finna take a 30 minute, maybe even like a 40 minute, maybe even like an hour. But I don't know. I gotta see how I'm feeling. Femi. You know, I'm out here high as fuck. Everybody wearing masks. I got my pink polka dot mask. Shout out Ganja Claus or Emma, whatever her fucking tiger name is. Fucking, you know what I'm saying, for the mask that I low-key stole. But not really stole, I just took it and just didn't give it back, so I guess that's stealing. Anyways, I don't know, bruh, let's see. What else can we talk about, bruh? Let's see what we got going on this weekend. I ain't got shit going on this weekend. Actually, yes, I do. I got to go to work on Saturday and Sunday. That's for sure. I'm working today. And then I think tomorrow. Matter of fact, let me text my T-Bot. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. All I do is text them schedule. And then immediately, they text me my schedule. Here's your next schedule for the next 7 days. Okay. Hold on. All right. So, 12 to 6 on Monday. That's today, obviously. You feel me? I'm at the cash carry store. Boom. And then tomorrow, 12 to 6 in the town. Feel me? Smart Food Services. You feel me? You know what it is. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'm working at SF. From 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. You know what it is. So, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 days, and that's all 23 an hour. Finna be making cool money, cheese, brother, on my mother. The 548 C something in the BMW. What? Okay, she was nice. Fucking anyways, y'all, I'ma tap in a little later, you feel me? Here comes that bullshit Vespa again. Hella loud and annoying. Feel me, I'm finna tap in. It was a little short one, why not? Fuck it, you know, just a little catch up for the peeps and everyone out there interested in what I gotta say or whatevs. I'm not going back to work yet. I'm probably finna cut off some more. It's only 3:25, but I do want to get on Instagram. I'm only on 62%, so I don't really want to drain my battery and keep talking. So yeah, tune in, you feel me? Thanks for the short one, you feel me? You know what it is. The janitor.